Good morning. Thank you all for coming. This press conference was called to discuss the and this 16-year-old Whiteland High School student. With me here today is Superintendent of Whiteland Schools Patrick Spray and Chief of Whiteland School Police Chad Price. At 6:57 a.m. yesterday morning, Greenwood Police were dispatched to the intersection of Winterwood Drive and Providence Drive in the Summerfield subdivision on the report of a person shot. Officers arrived, located a 16-year-old male who had been shot multiple times on the ground in the intersection. Officers attempted life-saving measures but were unsuccessful, and that 16-year-old male was pronounced deceased at the scene by paramedics. Witnesses informed officers that the suspect fled between houses and ran south through the neighborhood toward a cornfield. Approximately 3 hours into the incident, officers on the perimeter observed a suspect or a person matching the description of a suspect walking near the cornfield where he was seen to be entering and into a backyard on Declaration Drive. Officers approached the male and immediately noticed that he was soaking wet and that his clothes were embedded with dirt. The male identified himself as Tyreek Redford L., an 18-year-old male that resides in Greenwood, Indiana. Tyreek was taken into custody and then questioned at the Greenwood Police Department by detectives. As a result of the detectives' interviews with Tyreek, two search warrants were later served in the afternoon. One was at a residence on Declaration Drive, and the second was at a residence on Sembra Drive, that is in the Pines of Greenwood. As a result of that investigation and the interview with Tyreek, he was arrested on the charge of murder and transported to the Johnson County Jail where he's currently at. At this time, that is all that I can release regarding the investigation. It's an ongoing investigation and I don't want to jeopardize the integrity of the case, so I will not be answering any more questions specific to the investigation. I would like to close by saying that the safety of our students, of our children, and our communities and our schools are the top priority of everyone standing up here today. We have many measures in place, policies, protocols, training to achieve that goal. However, there's one thing that we don't have, and that is the ability to be with these children all the time. So I stand up here asking parents, please be engaged in your child's world. Know what's going on in their lives. Teach them the value of life and the consequences for their actions. Teach them appropriate conflict resolution and that violence is never the answer. It's all too often these days that we're seeing our youth resort to pulling a trigger as a result of minor conflicts. Not necessarily here in Greenwood, we saw that yesterday, but anytime you turn on the news, it seems like it's a pretty common story anymore. That's a problem. We've got to teach our kids that there's other ways to resolve these conflicts. As a result of yesterday, there's a 16-year-old man, young man that lost his life. There's a family that's experiencing unimaginable grief because of that loss. But there's also another family that lost an 18-year-old who's now incarcerated for murder. And for what? Minor conflict? It's just not worth it. So please, parents, be engaged in your child's life. Talk to them, teach them appropriate conflict resolution, teach them the consequences of their actions, and help us keep our children safe. And I'm going to turn this over now to Dr. Spray.
Hello, I'm Patrick Spray, Superintendent of the Clark Pleasant Community Schools. Tamario Stokes became a Whiteland Community High School warrior on August 17th of this year when his family enrolled him and his brother. Tamario Stokes attended classes for 4 days before he was killed yesterday on his way to his bus stop. Thoughts and prayers are not enough. to lift this unimaginable pain inflicted on Tamario Stokes' family. To his family, please know we are here for you, and we'll do what we need to do to make sure to try to make your family whole. We are grateful for the members of the law enforcement community, Greenwood Police Department especially, but also the other law enforcement agencies that helped us maintain safety within our school districts, increase patrols. This includes the Johnson County Sheriff's Department, Whiteland Police Department, New Whiteland Police Department, and others. Also, we are grateful to have our Clark Pleasant Police Department and our SRO officers on our campuses each day to build relationships, but also to maintain an orderly and safe environment in our schools. We are also very grateful for the staff that we have in all of our schools and the professionalism demonstrated yesterday by our administrators and teachers and classified staff at our high school. The ability to meet kids where they are, to provide that support that they need in times of grief, in times of uncertainty, is unparalleled, and we appreciate them very much. We do have mental health professionals available to all of our students and all of our staff in the Clark Pleasant Community Schools. We will ramp up those services as much as possible. We are also thankful for the many community members, clergy, other school communities around the area who have reached out to us and to provide any assistance that we would like as well. So, thank you.
Are there any questions for any of us standing up here?
Chief, did you say that he was walking in a Clark Pleasant police office, or was he in a backyard?
No, he was walking near the cornfield, but into a backyard on Declaration Drive.
And he was soaking wet?
Yes.
You mentioned that it was a minor conflict. We've been told by some family and friends that it was over a possible moped. Can you confirm that for us?
I can't.
And was there was a, we got reports from neighbors that there was a SWAT situation of some kind at the suspect's house last night. Was that serving with a search warrant, or?
No. So there was a separate search warrant served last night, unrelated to this case, by the Johnson County Sheriff's Department.
Do you know how many shots were fired and what weapon was used?
I can't release that information right now. I can say multiple.
Chief, do you know the relationship between the suspect and the victim?
Acquaintances.
So it would be accurate to say the two knew each other?
Yes. I believe just being in the suspect, person arrested, Tyree, he lived in a neighborhood about a mile west of the victim. So I believe just being running around the neighborhood together.
So it's recent?
Yes.
Which neighborhood did he live in?
The suspect?
Pines.
The Pines of Greenwood.
Pines of Greenwood?
Yes.
Do you know why he was?
Yeah, so the suspect was seen running towards the cornfield, so we set up our perimeter in that area. And like I said, about 3 hours later, just feet from the cornfield was the backyard of the home that he was walking towards. Why he was dirty and wet, one can only assume at this point.
Did the suspect have a criminal history at all?
I'm sorry. Can't release that information.
Do we know that home, why he was walking to that home? Was that his home? Was that a friend's home? Do we know anything where he was?
I do not. He did give a statement to detectives yesterday, but once again, anything that was said in that statement, I cannot release. It would jeopardize the integrity of the case.
And that home was on Declaration Drive?
I'm sorry?
He
was walking on Declaration Drive, yes.
Is there a second suspect?
No, not at this time.
Do you have somebody there to question a second person?
We have questioned a friend of the shooter. At this time, we have no reason to believe that he was involved, but it is an ongoing investigation.
Did the suspect drive himself to this location, or was he with somebody else?
He was by himself, to our knowledge, and he walked.
Oh, he walked?
Yes.
Is there any concern about crime in Greenwood? This is the third shooting that's happened in a little over a month. Is that unprecedented?
Well, it's definitely out of the norm. I think that the times that we're living in, we're seeing more violence all around the country, and it tends to be migrating into the suburbs. I think that what I would say is that Greenwood is still a very safe place. We have a wonderful police department. We have very dedicated officers. They're out every day doing the best job that they can do. We strive to provide safety for our community and our visitors, and this is just, yes, we have had an increase, an abnormal amount of homicides this year. I'm hoping that the law of averages says that we're headed for a lull.
Were you guys able to find the gun that was used?
I can't answer that.
We got reports that a student was pulled out of class at Whiteland Academy in the middle of the day. Can you say what that was about? Is that related to this?
Yes. That was the friend that I was referring to. He's a 17-year-old student. During the course of the investigation, investigators were informed that he may have information regarding the incident.
And he was pulled out of class?
Yes, he was.
This investigation is still ongoing. Do you expect there to be more arrests coming? Are we looking at other people, or do we think that this is it?
This is an ongoing investigation. Right now, we're still analyzing cell phone data. So it would be way premature for me to answer that either way. I do not. I don't know.
But ATF was here yesterday, and I assume they got the gun. Have they been able to trace where it was bought?
To this point, I've not said that we have the gun. Please understand, this is a very early investigation. I keep saying that I want to protect the integrity of the case. When the time is appropriate, I did talk to the prosecutor this morning. He is reviewing the probable cause affidavit. He did advise me that once he preliminarily reviews that most likely next week he will be issuing a statement regarding any charging. Say that, you know, it can happen anywhere, and it does. And, you know, unfortunately, it's happened on our doorstep this year. It is not normal. We are typically have a very low violent crime rate. But, you know, a lot of times when things like this happen, just like the mall shooting, it's in the place you'd least expect. So I don't think there's any concern of rising crime necessarily. It just more of a run of bad luck and chance.
Do you think this uptick could be related to the handgun permitting process here in our state, the changes? Like, is that something you're considering?
I think I really don't want to comment on that because there's no data yet to prove it one way or the other, and I think that's probably something that is better left to the statisticians to find once they
statement you want to make to lawmakers?
No.
Okay.